the purest form of energy. Today we have much to say, but it is necessary. There has been much talk over the last century about energy conservation. We have seen some strange schemes and concepts to green the earth and generate new sources of energy. Most of these have amused us and some have concerned us. It is time to give you a new perspective. Energy cannot be generated, created, or recreated. All the energy that is in this world is here to stay as long as people inhabit the earth, and the energy will remain when the last person leaves. Yes, the earth will eventually be vacated, but there is no need to start packing yet. This message will form part of history long after all current readers have gone. So, what should be done about energy? Of course, we cannot stop schemes related to reducing carbon or generating wind or any other interesting inventions. But we can guide you towards the cleanest, purest form of energy that you can control. You. Yes, that's not a typing error. You are all the energy you will ever need. We are at the dawn of an era where people are developing their personal energy to its limit. You will experience an expansion of your intuitive abilities, but that is not all. You will in the next few generations experience creations that will astonish and change the world. And we are pleased to say that these creations will be for the benefit of Earth and all its inhabitants. Most of these new creations will be so simple that they will be regarded as primitive. They will become fashion accessories and then they will become part of daily life. There is a new generation of children who will take the lead on this. These children will suffer all sorts of labels because of their social behavior, and they will be described as rebels and uncontrollable, but they will have the purity that is required of future leaders. They will only be regarded as uncontrollable because they question all constructs that are not pure, and they do not hesitate to cause conflict to remove these impure constructs. You wonder whether we are judgmental when we describe things or ideas as impure. We do not attach any emotion to the words because we have no use for emotions. We compare what is on the earth to what will be.